This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1757. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 22nd, Australia, Bahrain, Bolivia, Brazil, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Egypt, France, Hawaii, India, Iran, Korea South, Madagascar, Mexico, Micronesia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Rwanda, Sweden, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Time is running out for the Radio Australia we have known for many years. As I mentioned last week, drastic cuts go into effect January 31st. However, we now have a more recent and presumably accurate schedule of the remaining Radio Australia transmissions. This is the official one via Keith Perrone. This goes into effect at 1300 UT Saturday, January 31st. There will be only three frequencies on the air at any time, but they will be on 24 hours a day, 12 hours each, on three different antennas. First, the 355 degree antenna up toward East Asia, 21 to 09 UT on 15415, 09 to 21 on 12065. The 30 degree antenna, which crosses the Pacific and hits somewhere around Alaska, 21 to 09 on 15240 and 09 to 21 on 12085. And the 70 degree antenna, which fortunately crosses North America right through the middle, in fact close to Oklahoma, 21 to 09 on 17840 and 09 to 21 UT on 9580. The various languages have also been eliminated, except for Talk Pigeon. Everything is English except Monday through Friday at 6:30 to 7 and 9 to 9:30 UT in that language, and there's 5 minutes of French Monday through Friday at 08 UT. That is also a time change, and that is all that will be left of Radio Australia on shortwave. Ivo Ivanov has been checking out collisions in the new schedule, and there will be some. 12085 from 09 to 11 UT has Voice of Mongolia in English, Mongolian, Chinese, and Japanese. 9580 has a one-hour clash with Iran in Russian, starting at 1423. However, that's already the case, I suppose, and we don't notice that in North America. And 12065 clashes with BBC in Bengali, Hindi, and Urdu at 1330 to 1430 and 1500 to 1630. Whenever I tune 9745, I do not hear Radio Bahrain, much as I would like to, but of course it's easier in Europe. In shortwave bulletin, Christer Brunström in Sweden reports hearing it January 3rd at 1815 with a relay of the Shabab FM channel. And there was an ID in English for Shabab. So if you hear that on 9745, it must be Bahrain. Bob Wilkner in South Florida has some tips about Bolivia, out of band beyond 60 meters. Radio Santana in Santana de Yacuma on 4451.1. Was heard January 15th at 2320 to 2335, a weak signal in Spanish. He says it seems to sign off before midnight UT, and it is never logged in the mornings between 09 and 11:30. And on 4699.9, the Radio San Miguel in Riberalta was also heard January 15th, this one in the morning, 9:55 to 10:12 UT. There was no music, just talk. He says it's noted daily after 09:30 and after 2300 with a difficult signal. In the Radio Escudas group, Luis Shaney Neto in Sao Paulo says that RB2, The station, formerly known as Rádio Clube Paranaense, has reactivated its 49-meter band frequency, 6040. It's already active on the 31 and 25-meter bands, and he says since it's changed its name, it's broadcasting Catholic religious programs. Not sure if they're all 24 hours, but Rudolf Grimm in São Paulo State was hearing 6040 at 12:30 UT. The 31-meter frequency is a bit off, measured 41 hertz below 9725 by Wolfgang Büschel. He heard that at 08:50 UT. He says it was irregularly active during Christmas and New Year's, and it has a weak signal. In Chile, however, Claudio Galas in the Condish list reports 9725 with a quite good signal, straight for SINPO's January 20th at 2029 with some Catholic news. I'm not unhappy to report that one of Enid's radio stations is no longer on the air, although I don't know if it's permanently off. It's the TIS low-power station at Vance Air Force Base on 530, which had an imaginary call sign of K530 AM and broadcast loops of useless, irrelevant PSAs over and over. Now that it's off, I'm able to enjoy the nice music from Radio Enciclopedia in Cuba at night. J. Ronaldo X in Brazil and I have noticed that Radio Havana Cuba's 15370 at midnight UT has been broadcasting in French rather than the Quechua language as on their schedules. So we're wondering if Quechua has been eliminated entirely from Radio Havana Cuba, just as they did another indigenous language several years ago, although it still appeared on the schedules for some time, Guarani. Many of my VDXers love off-frequency stations because that gives us a much better chance to hear them with less interference. And here's one from the Dominican Republic, 762.74 kilohertz, reported by Tim Tromp in Michigan, IRCA. He was hearing some snippets of audio and then a better reception. The station is called Global 760. He was able to parallel it to their internet audio feed for confirmation and avoid enough of the splatter from WJR in Detroit. As a matter of fact, this station is not listed in the new World Radio TV handbook, No Dominicans on 760. So perhaps it's a new station just starting up and not yet on the proper frequency. Tim Tromp has also heard another Dominican lately, HIJB in Santo Domingo on 830. Doesn't give the times, but it could be in the evening or, of course, before sunrise in the DR. There's a new Hawaiian medium wave station on 1240. DX News of the National Radio Club reports that KEWE in Kahului has built its construction permit and is nearing final licensing, that is, getting a license to cover. Unlike mainland stations on this so-called graveyard channel, the new Hawaiian gets to operate unlimited, 24 hours, non-directional, with 5 kilowatts. It'll still be tough to hear on the mainland with all the interference, but it's already been picked up by Brian Clark in New Zealand. Thanks to Joe's Jacob and Alakesh Gupta on DX India, we have details of special broadcasts by All India Radio for Republic Day. It begins on the eve of Republic Day, which is UT Sunday, January 25th at 13:30, and all the times I'll give RUT. From that period onward, the President's address to the nation in Hindi and in English will be broadcast by all stations of AIR on medium wave, shortwave, and FM, and after it, local stations will broadcast translations in local languages. They go on to list all the frequencies, but safe to say it's the active ones on 60 meters, as well as 9380 and 9425 and 9870. Then on Republic Day itself, Monday, January 26th, there'll be running commentary of the Republic Day Parade starting at 0350 UT. It'll be in Hindi on 6155-9595 and 11620, and in English on 6030 and 15050. Also numerous medium wave and FM frequencies. And most of the regional shortwave stations will be on their daytime frequencies by the time this starts at 0350, which is earlier than usual, on the 6 and 7 megahertz bands rather than the 4 and 5 megahertz nighttime frequencies. More specific details, of course, appear in the new DX Listening Digest when available, number 15-03, via worldofradio.com. Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's English broadcast to North America, subtitled Voice of Justice, is on two frequencies, one of which clashes with Cuba 9710. The other one is in the clear 7325. It starts at 0320 UT for an hour. However, there are additional frequencies as monitored by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. Yes, they're spurious frequencies. I haven't noticed them here in North America, but they might make it. He says there are 10 buzzy signal peaks on each sideband, 50 hertz apart. This also happens on several other frequencies from Iran. There are also 4 broadband spurious distorted 12 kilohertz wide scratch signals symmetrically, he says, in these ranges, 7252 to 7264, 7386 to 7398. Also on the upper side, 7458 to 7477 and 7527 to 7545. You might hear some of these just as interference to other stations. My medium wave DXing neighbor near Perry, Oklahoma, Richard Allen, reports to IRCA, for the first time since November 18th, an audible trans-Pacific signal was heard here this morning, January 20th. On 1566 HLAZ in South Korea from 1330 until 1343. It was barely audible at signal peaks, increasing to poor strength at 1333. It faded away after local sunrise at 1339. No other Trans-Pacific signals were heard, but maybe the drought of Trans-Pacific DX is ending. This was also heard much better further west in North America by numerous DXers, but it's unusual to get this far into Oklahoma. From Asilo Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard notes, the new clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom on 6135. As of January 14th, the usual how English language lesson in English and Chinese has been missing. No longer heard weekdays at 13 to 1310, nor weekends at 1350 to 1400. He wonders if there's been a change of schedule or has the program been dropped. Also, a number of days recently, Voice of Freedom has been heard without the normal white noise jamming. The GRA blog in Argentina picks up a story from the press without saying exactly where it came from, which I will translate and summarize as follows. Important news about the migration of AM stations to FM in Mexico may be explaining the abrupt disappearance of some medium wave stations, such as XEJ-970 in Ciudad Juarez. This article says AM stations of under 1 kilowatt must continue on FM only. AM stations of more than 5 kilowatts have the option of moving only to FM or continuing on both. So I wonder, what about stations at exactly 1 or 5 kilowatts? It says the previous cutoff was 10 kilowatts. Stations in Hidalgo del Parral, where this may have been published, which do not meet the power requirements, will have to close down AM on January 15th. 25 kilowatt is mentioned as the typical power of the new replacement FM transmitters. In the International DX Digest of the National Radio Club, John Wilkins in Colorado says, I don't know what has happened to XEJ. They used to put a good signal into Colorado on a regular basis, but have not heard them for months. That being the case, he's heard another Mexican on 970, January 7th at 1300 UT, XESW in Ciudad Madera, further down in Chihuahua. They were playing the national anthem and signing on, rough copy mixing with others. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1757. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks to Donna K. Ring in Baltimore, Maryland for financial support. She sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Von Howard in California reports an anomaly from PMA The Cross Radio in Micronesia, 4755.56. Normally they cut off the air around 1200 UT by an auto timer, but January 21st they were on the air much later. He heard them at 1535 past 1603 with the usual contemporary Christian music. And they had an ID right at the top of the hour instead of a few minutes off, as it's 3 o'clock and this is The Cross Radio 88.5 FM. No mention of shortwave. Walt Salmaneve was on another of his de-expeditions to the remote Haida Gwaii Islands of British Columbia and says, I noticed the same, not sure when they eventually left the air, but it was already coming in around 0600 UT the night before. Ron Howard in California also notes Myanmar radio back inside the 40-meter hamband, 7185.77, January 17th until sign-off at 1500. In the past, there was a primary frequency around there, as well as a spur of 7200.1. But he says now, I believe this was a primary frequency and not a spur, as the signal strength was fairly good, slightly distorted audio, and he could not hear it on 7200, which recently had very decent reception, so it may be a replacement. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany agrees, January 18th at 1405, it was on 7185.761. Possibly this has been done to avoid interference from Radio Omdurman Sudan, which is also on 7200 at this time. And then there's Iran as well, a bit later. It seems we had some ambiguous information about the special Radio Netherlands broadcast I mentioned last week. One transmission was via WRMI 7570, January 18th UT at 01 to 02 UT. Jeff White confirms it did go out via his transmitter. But the other broadcasts were not at the same time, but instead 24 hours earlier, UT January 17th at 13700. The other frequency publicized was not heard, 11790. 13700 was supposed to be via Madagascar, we were told. However, the operators of the Madagascar relay station deny that it came via their site, and thus it's still unknown exactly where that transmission came from. In case you missed it, SWLing.com has put up a recording of the entire broadcast as heard on shortwave. Yet another anomaly from Radio New Zealand International, January 15th at 14:03. I was surprised to find them on 9630 instead of 5950. The next day they were back on 5950. Was it a mistake or was it an experiment? 9630 was used by them several years ago but is not on their current schedule at any time. Remember Hamada Radio International? It's a program produced in Nigeria in the Hausa language and has been sporadically broadcast back into the country via shortwave, but it's not really clandestine. The transmissions have been brokered by Radio Miami International and previously carried via transmitters in Europe, such as now in Germany at 0630 UT. They've been on previous seasons at 7350 in the B13 season and at 0530 in the A14 season on 9610, as Ivo Ivanov reminds us. Well, now he's heard them again, but this time directly from Okeechobee. 0530 to 06 UT, breaking away from Brother Stair on 11580. This was at least on January 19th. It's still not on the WRMI schedule, so we don't know if it was just an experiment or a permanent change. Ron Howard in California reports another entertaining PNG reception. NBC East New Britain, Papua New Guinea, 3385, January 20th, for half an hour until off at 12:52. A DJ was in talk pizen with dedications of pop songs and a nice musical montage promo for NBC ENB 98 FM. It's official, we're number one, NBC East New Britain. He's also heard NBC New Ireland on 3905, January 18th, which was an outstanding day due to fair reception and extended schedule from 12:27 until off at 14:16. They had an audio feed of NBC National Radio, starting with the PNG National Radio song at 14:01, which goes, "In our land of a thousand tongues, brothers and sisters, old and young, unite our spirits so we feel as one. Unite to be one people, one nation, one country, PNG." In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nilsson in Sweden says he also hears NBC Radio New Ireland, 3905. In the first half of January, between 19 and 20 UT with decent signals but mostly weak audio, such as January 11th at 18:56 on 3905. I'm still able to detect barely when Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru, turns off its transmitter on 5980, which is controlled by a timer, which slips about 6 seconds later from one night to the next. As of January 21st, it went off at 23 seconds past 0107, leaving a weaker signal from BBC via the UAE. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was monitoring the clandestines for Rwanda. Radio Impala may have been cancelled since, for the entire hour, on 17540, there was just an unmodulated carrier from the Madagascar transmitter 17 to 18 UT. While Radio Inya Butatu on January 17th, Saturday, was still going via France on 17605 between 16 and 17. Updating last week's info about transmissions from Radio Revival in Sweden, there is another test already Thursday, January 22nd, which you know about if you're listening to some of our earliest broadcasts. It's at 12 to 15 UT on 6035 AM, 12 to 13 on 9815 SSB, 13 to 14, 9865, and 14 to 15, 9875. Those are 10 kilowatts, while 6035 is 5 kilowatts. They, of course, want reports. Thanks to Tom Taylor for sending that on to us. As for their further scheduling, there have been some changes to what we mentioned last week. Saturday, January 24th at 15 to 16, it's Radio City on 6035, 18 to 19, Radio Wave Europe on the same. Sunday the 25th, 13 to 15, Radio Space Shuttle on 6035 and one of the 9 megahertz frequencies. And via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club, the monthly specials from the Swedish DX Federation are now scheduled on the last Saturday in January, February, and March, such as January 31st at 12 to 13 UT on 6065 and 3950. It's been widely reported in Spanish DX circles that Radio Taiwan International will be ending its Spanish service at the end of March, since the relay exchange agreement with France will not be renewed. However, they seem to ignore the fact that Radio Taiwan International also broadcasts via WRMI at 03 to 04 UT on 7730. So I asked Jeff White about that, and he says that will be continuing, which means the Spanish service of RTI will continue to exist. BBC has made a lot of changes to avoid jamming, apparently trying to confuse or combat Chinese communist jamming. For example, the Uzbek service, which isn't really for China at all, at 13 to 1330 UT, is now on three different frequencies, but the frequencies change every day of the week, somewhere on the 13, 15, and 17 megahertz bands via the Oman and Thailand transmitter sites. They're all compiled by Ivo Ivanov. They're also doing this with certain hours in English, which the Chakam are also jamming because so many Chinese now understand English. The Thailand relay, for example, at midnight to 01 UT, we've sometimes heard on 15200, 15640, or 15755. It all depends on which day of the week. There's a parallel frequency, 13635, 13700, or 13725, and those are also dependent on the day of the week, but not matching the usage on the other band. It's all very complicated. Thanks also to Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa for that info. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a press release from the Broadcasting Board of Governors January 20th. New CEO Andy Lack sworn in to lead BBG. Respected journalist and media executive Andrew Lack was sworn in today as Chief Executive Officer and Director of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, the federal agency overseeing the five networks and broadcasting operations of U.S. international media, VOA, RFERL, Radio TV Marti, Radio Free Asia, and the Middle East Broadcasting Networks. Lack is the first ever CEO of U.S. international media. Creating the position of a CEO has been a key objective of the agency's governing board and administration. Lack previously worked for Bloomberg, NBC, and Sony. So now we shall see if there's any improvement in morale and organization at the BBG. Global 24 remains a very much needed new shortwave service from the U.S. on 9395 via WRMI. Schedule, however, is constantly changing. On Sunday, January 18th, I noticed that Radio Cairo was not there. Before and after 1400 UT, Phil Workman replies, Radio Cairo has not been sending their programs lately. We're not sure what's up. We hope to have it back soon. Instead, I was hearing some news, even from Global 24 itself, and he says, yes, we'll be doing some of our own news going forward. We have four different people on the staff that will be doing breaking news, including myself, Jeff Demers, Jeff Bowman, and maybe even some WRMI folks soon. We're hoping to fill in some of the breaks in our weekend news. Quite a bit of WBCQ programming sounds almost like it's a pirate. Especially a show called WAZU. Is that pronounced Wazoo? It's UT Saturday between 02 and 03. I was hearing it January 17th on 5110 variable. Compatible USB, including some foul language and references to current events. By the way, there is a real licensed WAZU on 90.7 in Peoria, Illinois, I assume. No relation. Keep an ear on the four WBCQ frequencies for unscheduled tests. I've run across some of them at odd times on 7490 and 15420. Saul Chernos in Ontario has been hearing a new Traveler's Info Station on 1710. It's at the Flight 93 National Memorial near Bedford, Pennsylvania, testing with the call sign KID761. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 January 25th and 31st. Solar flux rising from 115 January 22nd to 135 on the 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1757.